Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Final out. Adams leads off third. 1-0 pitch to Wood. Swinging a high fly ball, center field deep. Back goes Hilliard to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! James Wood does it! The long nightmare is over! Nets win it 4-3. He puts it on the batter's eye hill with a soaring, towering home run to straightaway center field. They're mobbing James Wood as he crosses the plate. His first career walk-off homer, his second homer of the day in dramatic fashion.
Great call by Dave Jagler is heard right here on The Fan yesterday afternoon. About 24 hours ago, James Wood, a one-man band, dragging the Nationals into the fight, and then dragging the Nationals across the finish line. He's single-handedly beat the Rockies yesterday 4-3 with 2 two-run home runs. Danny, he's only 22, but our sweet nonchalant prince is already one of the best players in baseball. He is sixth in OPS. He's sixth in home runs. I'm not talking about in the National League or among outfielders. I'm talking about in Major League Baseball. He's got a 945 OPS. He's hitting for average. Oh, by the way, he's getting 40 points over league average, and he's got 20 bolts. He's on pace for 43. That'd be second all-time behind only 2006 Alfonso Soriano when the Nats were still playing at RFK Stadium in organizational history. Soto never hit that many. Bryce Harper never hit that many. Ryan Zimmerman never dreamed of hitting that many. What he is doing is absolutely outrageous.
It's astounding. It's astounding.
And with so little help, did the Rockies pitch to him yesterday?
That's what we like to call, I have to look this up, a mistake. That is a mistake for them to do that. But thank goodness they did.
You're choosing between James Wood having a chance to end the game and send everybody home with the 11-game skid over, or pitching to Luis Garcia.
Oh, but you're putting the winning run on base. I don't care.
What are they thinking, and why are teams doing this? CK asked me today, he said, how many home runs is James Wood going to hit this year? Legitimately. Now, in a normal year, I would look at this and I would go, okay, he's got 20 this moment. He's on pace for 43. The weather's only getting hotter. They're playing in some pretty friendly ballparks in the second half. I think it's very realistic that he's going to hit 45 home runs. But I have to assume that his pace will fall off and he's going to end up in the upper 30s or something. Because don't you think inevitably in this terrible lineup with only really C.J. Abrams as another all-star caliber hitter every day who hits in front of him, not behind him, nobody's going to pitch to this guy.
I wouldn't.
Stop pitching to him. I mean, don't. Please don't. That would ruin everything for me. And the only reason I watch is to see him hit a home run. But you get what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
Like, that has to happen soon.
Yeah, for the Rockies, it's all about development. And why not challenge the guy? If we lose, what are we going to have, the worst record in baseball? Yes. If we win, do we have the worst record in baseball? Yes. So maybe that's the thinking there. Who knows? But when you play first division clubs that need wins, you've got more games against the Phillies, the Mets, this West Coast trip against the Dodgers, Padres, and everybody else. If you're competing, I would go, all right, there's one guy, and he's going to hit second, maybe third sometimes. He's huge, and the rest of these guys are numbers. pitch to Nathaniel Lowe. Pitch to Josh Bell. See if you could pitch to him more times than not. Pitch to Luis Garcia. No. I it makes it that much more remarkable, again, that there's no help. Like, you saw their view of him otherwise, where they're, you know, trying to get him to expand the zone a couple times. He had a couple walks the day before, not biting on some closer stuff. The kid is just absolutely incredible. And the thing that boggles the mind, not even boggles, it bottles the mind. It puts the mind in a bottle. Is he does the hardest part now. Like, that's the thing I think anybody that played the game at even a moderate level, high school or even a little bit above, understands. Hitting backspin line drive seeds to the opposite field for home runs the way he does is insane. It's like that craft, that skill, that extra layer that a lot of times has to be learned. 99.99999% of the guys that have picked up a baseball bat can wrap a ball around the foul pole, can hit a pull side home run if you're taking major league batting practice. A lot of people can do that. It's the Freddie Freeman approach to spank line drives at the shortstop's feet in batting practice. Imagine doing that except for home runs, which is where he hits them. I mean, you and Toby have dubbed that section the woodpile. That's because that's where they all go. It's nuts.
It's the lack of support that makes this so amazing, in addition to just him being able, to your point, to do things that so few people on the planet can do. I mean, there are only 5 or 6 guys on Earth that have his opposite field power, that have the even ability to do some of the things that he did. And when I would jokingly, and still do, talk about people sleeping on James Wood, it's because I really don't believe there's an understanding of how special and how good he's going to be. Like, I was on with Sheehan. He had me on as a guest on his show a couple of days ago now. And he's like, this guy's not going to turn into as good as Harper or Soto, right? Yeah, he is. First of all, right now, this moment, he's playing at the level that when those guys are going good, they play at. But, no, this is an MVP winner. Like, this is a guy that is going to, if you're any good, carry you to the possibility of a World Series offensively as the best hitter in the lineup. This is someone who could win 1 or 2 or 3 MVP awards in his career. There aren't guys that much better than him. I mean, Aaron Judge right now is playing a video game. Everyone else is playing Major League Baseball. So we'll put him in his own category, right? Soto, just from a sheer approach, walks, on base standpoint, he's got some Ted Williams to him. He got paid what he did for a reason. But at this age, James Wood to be this advanced and to not get himself out more often than he does in a lineup with so little help. Think about it. We always compare on these graphics James Wood right now to Juan Soto or Bryce Harper at this point. Look at the teams those guys were on. I will say, I looked up the lineup that Harper was in his 2015 year, which was one of the greatest offensive seasons of all time.
Uh-huh.
And it's not as good as you think it is. Like, there's not a whole lot around him. So he had a little bit more early on of what...
At least guys that had done something in the league. You know what I mean?
But also, there were a lot of injuries. Like, Zim's hurt that year and Rendon's hurt. But they exist. They're in the clubhouse. They're helping you. Soto, at this point of his career, first full season in the major leagues, it was the year ultimately that the Nats went on to win the World Series. He's in a lineup with Trey Turner, who's got a $300 million contract, Anthony Rendon, who got a $250 million contract, Adam Eaton, who was a 6-WAR player at one point in the big leagues, Ryan Zimmerman, Kurt Suzuki, who's been an all-star, Howie Kendrick, who had been an all-star and was, when he got called up, like a batting title type offensive profile guy. So, I mean, it was a lineup littered with quality big leaguers. Yan Gomes at catcher was a 1.5 win player that year. You know, Trey Turner was worth 4 wins. Rendon was worth 7 wins. Victor Robles that year, thanks somewhat to his defense, but also he hit almost 20 home runs that year, was a 4-WAR player.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like any of that
on
this team. And James Wood says, it's okay, guys. Losers. If you want to keep losing, you can do that. But I'm going to win. So... I'll be at home plate in about 26 seconds. You guys can high-five me or not.
Give me a minute.
When I'm done at home plate, then I'm going to put my clothes on, and then I'm going to go to the plane. And if you guys want to come on the plane to L.A., you can. If not, me and 24 other donks will go take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. But I'm tired of this losing streak. It was so cool to watch him just decide that he'd had enough yesterday. That was a great moment.
I mean... a bizarre one, just in and of itself, where he was also responsible for 4 outs by hitting the ball harder than anybody else in the world hits. You know what I mean? Like those double plays that he lined into. that like those were his other, I guess, like missiles. Negative contribution, you know, like mess ups. But like the rest of the lineup's not doing anything at all. CJ Abrams starting to swing a little bit better, getting on base some. Luis Garcia had a couple knocks yesterday too. That's nice. But the whole offense, basically, the only threats to score were when that guy stepped into the batter's box.
Well, we were in the press box yesterday. You may have already gone down. I don't remember. But I was sitting with Toby, and James Wood had hit his home run, his two-run home run, gives him a 2-0 lead. And I said, like an inning later, after they'd let the game get tied at 2-2, well, when's James Wood bat again? He's got a homer if they're going to win. It just felt like that. I thought it'd be a walk-off in the ninth. It ended up being in the 11th. But there was only one way that game was going to end yesterday, positively for the Nationals. They get their chance in the 10th inning, and they can't get a run home. First of all, the sacrifice bunt I hated, but then they give themselves two opportunities. Ahmed Rosario has to hit a sacrifice fly. First pitch swinging at a breaking ball up out of the zone, ground ball in the infield. What on earth are you doing? It was bad baseball. It was losing baseball again. C.J. Abrams completely stings the ball. He hits a rocket on the ground, but a diving stop is made right at the bag, and you go, holy shnikes, they're not going to score again. They're going to miss out on a chance for a second straight inning of winning a game, and they're going to have to go to the 12th, and the Rockies are going to win, and they're going to have lost 12 in a row, and then they're going to get on a plane and fly to L.A. and get their teeth kicked in by the Dodgers for 3 days. Oh, my God, how long is this losing streak going to last? That's what's going through my mind.
Yeah.
And then...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
James Wood said, hey guys, everything will be okay. Don't forget you have me.
I got you. Thank goodness they're dumb enough to pitch to me. I mean, I think your point is 100% right. Well, that's changing very soon.
And let me be clear, It's not that I didn't think James Wood couldn't hit a walk-off home run. It's that I just thought his big ass was going to walk down to first base immediately because they'd put four fingers in the air. So he's going down there, and now it's the Luis Garcia and Nathaniel Lowe time. And neither of them are coming through today because you got to wait till James Wood's next at bat to hope maybe
you gotta wait nine more guys.
The bases are loaded, and they can't walk him that time.
One of my favorite things is listening to the road team or the other team's call of a James Wood home run. And this one, of course, is especially special because it was a walk-off. Can I play the Colorado call for you here?
I love this.
Yes. Two-run home run in the fourth inning. It's the entirety of the offense for Washington today. This ball in the air to center field. Hilliard going back near the wall, and it's gone. Just under the losing streak for Washington. James Wood, a walk-off 2-1 home run on Seth Albertson, his 20th of the year. And today, as he has been throughout this season, he's a one-man wrecking crew.
He's that dude.
You can hear the...
the anguish. Well, I thought with the crack of the bat that he got it. It was so high, though, that I thought it was either going to come down right at the fence, because it was the deepest part of the park initially. It kind of got blown into a little friendlier area, honestly. Or I thought maybe there was going to be a chance for a home run robbery because Brenton Doyle, who's a local guy, Virginia Ties, is a Gold Glove winner who brings balls back all the time in center and has had a crazy series. He had one error, but otherwise was just unfathomably good. So I literally, I mean, we had enough time to debate this. Toby and I did a recording.
Because it was up in the air for an hour.
We recorded our Bustin' Loose Baseball podcast while we were waiting for the ball to come down, and the podcast was just called Will This Be a Home Run When the Ball Comes Down? And then eventually it did. But did you think it was gone off the bat?
Yes.
Because that trajectory was like, it was nuts.
So initially I go, he got it. And Ryan and I and his buddy were in the toaster oven out there in left field. And as a, you know, I think it was actually Hilliard in center field. Doyle was the DH yesterday.
Okay.
That's neither here nor there. He tracks back. And I'm like, oh, no, it's going to slow up because of the height, it's going to scrape. And then it just, again, kind of kept going because he's James Wood. And regular people
right.
would have been subject to physics.
The sound of the bat made it seem
was
like
a thump, yeah.
It was a home run, right? The initial thought was gone. Then, not far enough, maybe because of the trajectory. But as you said, he gets back to the wall, and he's got that backspin, that James Wood oppo power where it just goes and goes.
It just
and
stays
goes.
Hit.
It just didn't want to come down. It brought all that rain about 10 minutes after the game that we saw. I think it knocked into some cloud and did something. And that's why
it seeded the clouds.
Storm came.
The violent storm. By the way, we're out there in left field and people are like running for their lives. Trash cans were getting blown across the concourse. Like not even joking around. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was a show.
I thought the red box was going to get lifted up. And then we were going to get slammed back down. And like we were only going to see Darris's shoes. And then a bunch of people would walk on like a little brick road or something. These like little munchkins. Mm-hmm. And they would grab Darris's shoes. And just, you know, we'd have a whole movie that we could start.
We'd just do a movie. There'd be a little dog.
It looked crazy out there, man.
Yeah.
But James Wood's ours. For now, he is ours.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.